Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast.
I don't know.
I'm Becca, and of course I'm joined by Adam and Nicole, my favorite co-hosts.
Hello.
And
hey,
it's honestly a good thing that we didn't hire me to do our jingle. So today we're chatting about our wish list plants, because I feel like with every new year you kind of have your sights set on a few things. Mm-hmm. And I know that I definitely am craving a change around here. Mm-hmm. Just trying to figure out what that is. Yeah. So, but first we're going to chitty chat. We actually were just ranting before we started recording about the women's basketball situation.
Yeah.
We don't need to go fully in it, but I mean,
yeah,
that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's a thing that's happening right now. Insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because people are like, okay, the reason that the WNBA women's team gets paid less than the NBA men's team is because it has less press. It gets less views, yada, yada, right? But then March Madness happened, and then Caitlin Clark happened, and now tickets to an Indiana Fever game for decent seats, like really decent seats, like not floor seats, but like, you know, few rows back, good seats, mm-hmm. is almost $500. So I think we need to reevaluate these women's salaries mid-season and like redo some contracts, because they're going to be bringing in a lot of money for these games. And I just think it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what stipulations are put into the contract, like if they even have the ability to revisit a contract. And they probably don't.
Probably not. No. It's just
next year. Hopefully they can.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me that like, well, okay, admittedly, I've never really looked into women's basketball, but I was visiting Daniel's family and they were watching the women's like college basketball championships and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're really into it. So I'm like, people really watch this and like really care. And it was so entertaining. Those women are so talented.
They're so good. I've always been a basketball girl. Like I grew up a Bulls fan, obviously Chicago, you know, in the 90s. What a time to be alive.
What a time.
But I never really watched the WNBA. But my friend growing up, Nikki, she's like my childhood best friend. She played basketball all through grammar school, all through high school and college. And she said, I'm going to be the first girl on the NBA. And that was like before they came out with WNBA, of course. So she like grew up watching it. So like I would watch it through her, you know?
Mm.
And it's always been kind of fascinating to think like it's about time women are playing professional sports. The WNBA has been around for a really long time though. So the salary is just, it's real disappointing because it does bring in money. Maybe not as much as the NBA, but it does bring in money, and it's just bullshit.
It is. I'm kind of glad though, because it's like these are the moments where it's like everyone's made aware, like I guess educated, because mm-hmm. I know that there's always been a pay gap. I know that was like with the thing with women's soccer, especially the World Cup with the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is a bird on the cactus behind you, Becca.
Oh, it's sitting on top of it.
Oh my God. That tiny little bird has been just absolutely harassing this glass door right here. Like there is poop all over my ficus that are out here, because it's just like,
oh no,
sitting and perching on them. And then like, and it's so little. I've never seen a little bird like that before.
He had to have pricked his little feet. Ouch.
it steps on the saguaro and the torch like all the time.
Yeah, I wonder.
It just sits on it.
I wonder if they have like protection or whatever. I know their feet are like bone.
Yeah, maybe their feathers just kind of. And also those two, like, okay, the saguaro, I can see poking it, but the torch, I think it wouldn't hurt it. Yeah.
I ain't touching a torch. Mm-mm.
Right now. You can touch the torch. You can touch my torch.
She's something fierce.
Anyway, so I know that the women's soccer was doing this, but I don't think for the most part people really understood like brass tacks numbers. And I think this is really opening people's eyes, which is, mm-hmm. I feel like how change happens. So maybe I'm a little hopeful. I don't know, but it is BS. Me too. It is insane. Me
too. Yeah, I'm hopeful too. I think that they anticipated this though, with how many people were watching March Madness and the championship games. So
also, I feel like I saw quite a few clips of Caitlin Clark where it didn't seem like she was the nicest person. Not saying she has to be, but it seemed like not and not just like, well, I guess now maybe there's some ignorant bias on my end because I'm like, oh, she shouldn't be so mean. But like when people play sports, they get heated, you know?
Yeah, she's got resting bitch face going on.
But last year there was like a thing with like gloating towards somebody, like she was doing like the ring thing in their face.
Oh yeah,
during a game. And then
was that her?
Yeah. And then I think there is some more stuff that happened this year during games where even they like cut to her dad and her dad was like, take her out, like get her off the court kind of thing.
Yeah, we were watching one of the games and Mia, I was like, you know what I like about Caitlin Clark is she's not a ball hogger. And Mia's like, well, you're not watching the games because she hogs the shit out of that ball. I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
She do be hogging that ball.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so we're talking about women, young women coming out of college, you know?
I want to retract my comment because I feel icky about it. But you know, I was, yeah. That doesn't matter. Yeah. She can be an asshole on the court. Like, she's got the skills.
Yeah.
There's plenty of dudes out there that are assholes. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, her score, some of the scores that she met this year beat men in basketball, like three-pointers, I believe, in a season or something like that. So, you know, we'll see what happens, I guess. I don't know.
We'll see.
Stay tuned. We'll see.
Watch this space. Anyway.
Have you guys been up to anything lately? Like, what's going on?
You guys have had fall spring, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really warm here. But yesterday we got some storms. Did you get the same storms we had, Becca?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of rain, but I think it's real spring because like the leaves are back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They are back.
Tulips are up.
We've already phased out of tulips. Like we are into irises.
Oh, we are at the end of daffodils.
Next up, phasing cicadas.
Okay.
Next up, cicadas. Oh my gosh. No, it is actually kind of fun to use the bulbs as like a...
like a countdown almost.
Yeah, like a countdown. Like, ooh, we got crocus. Ooh, the daffodils. Ooh.
Yeah. No.
Tulips.
Peonies are opening. Ooh.
Peonies. Yeah, I know. See, that is how I know I am approaching my 30s is that I'm like, ooh, what flower will be next? Can't wait for hydrangea blooming season. Like,
I can. I can wait.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun. But you know what? I went to a nursery in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Louisville.
It's a hard word to say.
Louisville.
In my head, I say Louisville, but I know that I would get absolutely roasted if I said that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, spelled. I went to Louisville and I've never been there. I didn't do anything in the city. I just kind of drove through, but I was like really, it was very beautiful and like cool. There's a huge river in it, mm-hmm. like a big river with so many bridges. Admittedly, every time I drove over a bridge, I thought of that shipping ship. And yeah. I was like, oh God, if we go down, I was like, I had my hand on the window and I'm like, I'm ready.
Oh no.
Give me anything.
At least it would work for you since your window is like manual.
Yeah, let's talk shit about my car for a second because that bitch, I am done. So I drove my parents around this weekend because they flew into Kentucky and I was like, yeah, I really would like a new car. Like I was just telling them about it. And my dad's like, you should drive this thing into the ground, like blah. And like, I agree.
I think you have. Yeah.
It's like, I think we're at that point. I have a kid now, so I need a little bit of creature comforts. But yes,
I know. I totally do. It's just, I just get irked out by my car more and more every day. And it's the lock thing. It's like no space. I'm getting real close to making a bad decision.
Yeah.
I am getting real close. This trip almost sent me over the edge. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, no. Like what was the trigger point?
Well, it's just like every single time you approach the car, you have to unlock all the doors manually. So you're reaching back. I'm holding my baby. I've got all my shit. Yeah. You know, like it's just
power. Don't underestimate power locks. Guys, those that seriously have them, those that have them. You know what your car reminds me of though now? Do you have you ever seen that TikTok where the girl is trying to tell you how to get out of a situation and there's a robber in the back seat and he puts a rope around their neck and they're like, oh, all you got to do is put your fingers in the rope and then
the chair back.
Yeah. And you lift the back of the chair and it falls back. And then some guy stitched it and he did it in a newer car. And like the newer cars don't have the lever to throw the seat back. It's a button.
So like, right? So it's like slow. He's like, yeah.
It was so funny.
So I can throw it back.
You can throw it back. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so bad. I hate to complain. It's a perfectly functioning car. You know, it's a huge privilege that I have it. It has just been hard.
Yeah.
You know, I'm reaching the end. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might be in our last couple of months, but car payments, $500. No, I can't.
It's sickening. Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
You know what, though? Your car's got to be worth a little bit of money. You could probably trade it in and get those payments down a little bit, right? Or do you want to like keep it?
I think that's with me trading it in. It would be still
the worst up there thing to do, though. Just, I mean, I'm not trying to mansplain to anybody because I literally hate buying cars. Their whole scheme is to get as much money out of you as possible. Like, that's why I hate it. You're walking in to lose. But if they ever say like, oh, well, what would you like your payment to be? Don't fall for that crap. If you say like $400, they're going to give you an 8 to 9 year loan. Yeah. And that's just BS. So like, I hate car and like companies.
They're the thing that depreciates the fastest. Like the second you drive it off the lot, it goes down thousands of dollars. Yeah. It's so stupid.
Hate it.
I know. I think that I would like to test drive the Subaru Ascent because I'd love to be a Subi girl. Yes. Subi.
I could see Subaru. That.
But yeah, I don't think it's going to. Anyway.
Subarus. Oh, have you seen Subarus are pricey.
The Kia Telluride. Also the new, what was the Hyundai Santa Fe? I really like new look of the Hyundai Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
The back of it's kind of ugly, but the front's cute.
I like the Telluride, honestly. Like
it's so nice. When I went to the Kia dealership, I asked about it and she's like, well, what's your budget? And like, I don't know. I just threw out some figures. She's like, so the Telluride's not going to be it. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, bitch. Okay.
She just like, so she just was like straight me.
That was your pretty woman moment. Because then you could just come back and buy the car from someone else. You're like, big mistake.
Big mistake. Huge. No, she was right though. Because they're kind of like the luxury vehicle of Kias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like they're Escalade.
Very beautiful. Yeah, they are very beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's okay. I don't need anything fancy. I just want power locks.
Seriously. The world is yours at this point.
Give me a power lock. Any car will do.
Okay, so I know that there's going to be some eye rolls. I can hear it. But this week, Dr. Taylor Allison Swift is releasing a new album.
Thank you for bringing this up. Yeah, she's a doctor.
She is, right? Is it like an honorary doctor?
Yeah, but we got to talk about something, and I think this will hurt. This will irk you too, Becca. There is a pop-up that happened. I'm sure if you've seen it on TikTok, like in Los Angeles, where there's the Tortured Poets Department Library. It's like this pop-up exhibit. Lots of Easter eggs,
That's
things.
That's the name
of
her album, if you didn't know.
The Tortured Poets Department, yeah.
Yeah.
So in the middle of the library is a card catalog. You remember those?
Library card catalog. Does Becca remember card catalogs?
Did you have to deal with them?
Oh, no, she's a computer babe. Oh, you're barking up the wrong tree.
But do you know what I'm talking about when I say card catalog? Like what it looks like?
It's like the file cabinet, right? And you got all the little...
Yes, the little index cards. Well, all of these like young Swifties, probably your age, Becca... are like,
oh my god,
trying to like
no, do younger
these, than 28
trying okay, to do these,
you're young
okay, they're trying to do these like conspiracies and like trying to figure out the Easter eggs, which, you know, I do like, I get in on this because it's kind of fun too. It is me fun too. I'm not gonna lie. But they keep referring to this card catalog because that's a big part of this exhibit, because it's a library. It's the Tortured Poets Department Library. And they're like, this is a morgue. This is talking about the death of the relationship. This is a cemetery. And I'm like, you kids don't fucking know what you're talking about. That is not a morgue. It is a card catalog in a library.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't know because they've never seen it before or had to find a book using a card catalog, which I'm like, good for you. But like, also like, keep your voices down. It's a library.
Yeah. You need to calm down.
Dewey Decimal System who?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
Oh my gosh. I've been seeing all those videos like, it's a morgue. It's a cemetery. I'm like, oh my God. It's making me so mad. Whatever.
That comes out this Friday, or as we're recording this.
At 9 p.m.
Tomorrow 10 p.m. at 9
for you.
Oh, wait. Oh, really?
Yeah, it comes out midnight Eastern time. So 10 p.m. your time, 9 p.m. mine.
Oh, my Thursday night just got better. Know what I'm doing? Taking a bath, listening to the whole album. That water's going to get cold real quick.
Or is it gonna heat up?
I'm gonna start a Spotify. Do you use Spotify?
Yeah.
I have a listening, like, we can do a listening session, so like, you can invite people using a link and then they hear what you're listening to, like, in your jam.
Yes, let's
then
do
we
it
can listen to it together. But anyway, tomorrow's Steve's birthday and I told him I'm breaking up with him just so I can enjoy this album in its entirety.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that'll be a nice breakup moment.
Aw, yeah. Cute.
And then you get back together on Friday?
Probably right before bed. Like, I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Can't go to bed angry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although, that'd be great, though. Listening to just cry yourself to sleep. Ugh.
Randomly last night I was like having a lot of anxiety because I felt like my head was really stuffy. There was like a weird ache behind my eyeball and my heart was racing.
Oh.
And as I laid in bed, I was like, I need to tell him that I love him just in case anything happens to me overnight. And I was just like, love you.
Oh. And he's like, what do you want?
Yeah. And then I fell asleep, but I woke up. So we're good.
Yay.
And that's on anxiety.
And that's on anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Very.
Oh, I have something I want to talk about.
Okay.
I contacted the Women's Health Department of Illinois a few days ago, and I actually got a call back. I might be getting me a free mammogram and a free pap smear.
Why? How?
Because I'm a woman. Because I'm just a girl. And I'm over 40.
And I'm 40.
And I'm 40. No, she's
listen,
like,
Nicole,
are you over 40?
If they schedule your appointment in an alley, I don't think it's legit. Okay, so don't put your legs in those stirrups.
Listen, it is Chicago, okay? Sometimes we're not going to judge people out here, okay? But yeah, I'm excited about that because I was like, wow, will the system do me dirty again or will we get something out of it? And I think I might be getting something out of it. Yeah, because listen, I'm applying for insurance and it's a process and it's expensive. And while we're waiting, it's like a 6-week thing. So I'm like, I need to get some things done, okay? Because I'm like a year overdue.
I thought you just had a mammogram.
Yeah.
No. I was talking about
scheduling.
Yes, I did.
Oh, and then my friend Chrissy actually scheduled her. So you did some good in that conversation.
Good. No, the thing is, it's all a scam. See, because I need to go in for an ultrasound because I have dense breast tissue. Okay, this is very TMI.
Weird brag.
But
weird flex, bro.
Weird flex.
It's actually very common, though.
It is,
and
yeah.
You might get freaked out because when you go for your first one and they're like, ooh, we need to do an ultrasound. Mm-hmm. Don't panic.
Yeah,
don't panic.
People panic,
panicked.
But it is very common.
I panicked. This happened in like 2020. or 2019, I went for one. And I've been getting mammograms since I was 35 because breast cancer, my mom had breast cancer. So like, it's never happened. Like everything was fine. And then one year it's not. Like, did I just develop dense breast tissue all of a sudden? I don't know. But I had to go in for an ultrasound. So my doctor told me, like, listen, every year just skip the mammogram because she knows I'm pay out of pocket and just go straight for the ultrasound. Well, I call the ultrasound place and they're like, do you have a doctor's order? And I was like, well, yeah, my doctor verbally told me every year go for go for a fucking ultrasound.
And in fact, I do.
She's like, no, you need an actual doctor's order every single time. And I'm like, so I have to pay for a doctor's visit for her to write me a referral to go get an ultrasound? It's all a scam. Yeah. It's all a scam.
And that's on private insurance. Mm.
Yes.
Yay, so, America.
Fuck that.
So, yeah. So
you're doing the plunge. You're taking the plunge and getting insurance.
I am. I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet or what it's going to cost. We'll find out. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing it for me and Jay because Mia, the kids are on their mom's and Mia's on her stepmom's insurance and she has great insurance. Trader Joe's, guys, if anybody's looking for a job.
Seriously.
Trader Joe's insurance is phenomenal.
I actually have thought, like, if something happened drastically and I needed to find a job, that would be one of the places I would work to get hired on it. Because it's just, it seems always to be a vibe when you're there.
It's a nice environment. It's kind of like Dutch Bros, you know, like everybody's happy. Everybody's got something to say. Everybody wants to know what you're doing.
Everybody's got something to say. I have had a couple friends work there and most of them have had wonderful experiences. Yes. So.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it just depends on the store you work at. You know, be careful of the area you choose, because one of them, she hated it. And she worked in like the Oro Valley, like the posh, like old rich side of Tucson. And it was horrible.
Yeah.
Because they were really mean.
Becca, I think this bird wants to attack you. I don't think you should ever go outside. What is happening?
It keeps seeing its reflection. So it's like it thinks there's another bird. So it's like protecting its territory.
It's wild.
The cutest little thing. But it's all day. It's like flying around right here, like all day long. He must be exhausted. And I know it's a female, probably, because it's only a female is going to do this shit, because male birds are pussies.
Speaking of birds, did you guys see my TikTok?
Yes, the eagles.
Jackie and Shadow laid more eggs.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, she came back and ate the old ones and then laid new ones.
Lunch.
Protein. Yeah. Well, they weren't viable anyway, right?
No, they weren't. No.
Eggs for breakfast.
How do we find out if eagle eggs are viable? How does one do that?
Well, I think it was past the time of, like, they were sitting on them for a long time and they didn't hatch. So I think that's how they,
Okay. So is it birds that can hold on to sperm for like a really long time and then like choose when they become pregnant?
Oh.
Well, I think ducks do that, right?
I don't know. There's some animal that does that. I'm like, oh, sounds nice.
Hmm. Way to plan, you know? Love a planning queen.
We love a queen who plans. Also, I saw a video about how the uterus is not a closed system. Like the female reproductive system is not a closed system. So, you know, when something up there, it's floating around your whole body for a while.
Love that thought.
And that's, is that why you're bloated? Also, can you explain what you mean by when something... up in there?
I think you know. You would know too.
Don't explain it.
Another positive about being gay. It's a closed system.
Is it though?
It ejects.
Are we sure?
No, I don't.
I mean,
I don't know.
It also kind of ejects for a female system too, but also there's more that just kind of goes around in there. We don't have a head count.
What if every time you have a pain, like on your side, it's a sperm trying to get in your liver? Like,
liver!
Just poking.
You just feel like a little twinge.
Yeah, and you're like, oh. Wrong
space. Like wipe your tears and like it smells, it has that like weird smell.
This is definitely explicit.
Okay, moving on. Just a little trivia. Should we talk about our wish list?
Let's
just get into the topic before this goes further off the rails.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's at the top of the list?
What are you guys thinking? Okay, what's at the top of the list?
You know, okay, so that Hoya you have across from me right now, Becca, the Hoya Callistophila, right?
Yes. The Callistophila of super veiny.
Gorgeous. Yes. There is a clone of the Callistophila that I think was wild found, and they call it Chibi. Hoya Callistophila Chibi. C-H-I-B-I. And I think that's a word for turtle in a different language. And I'm obsessed with this Callistophila because it's just so freaking cute.
It's rare. Oh, she's cute. She's very lime.
It's like round.
Yeah. It's almost like it does look like a turtle. And yeah, the veins on a Callistophila are so gorgeous because they're so deep. The contrast between the veins and the leaf is just so gorgeous. I love that one.
That's really cool.
I really want some chibi.
So when you're looking for a plant like that, like, where are you shopping?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really shop.
How would you get that then?
Well, I think that what you could do is I could always do like an ISO post on my Instagram, but I've never also done that. But like, I think Facebook, you could just do in search of, there's people that I've seen sell it, but it's selling for a pretty penny because it's not widely distributed, you know?
So you haven't purchased any Hoya in a really long time. You're just regrowing all of yours.
Yeah. Like, no, I haven't bought any plants in probably over a year.
Yeah. Okay.
Good for you.
I like that one. It's pretty.
Isn't it? Ugh. I'm obsessed. Yeah.
It is very pretty.
And your Callistophila, Becca, that one blooms a lot for you, right?
It does. Yeah. And you know what? It actually was putting out a new leaf and then it fell off and I'm really upset. So I need to check it.
It just fell off.
Do you think it like went dry too long? Sometimes they'll blast it.
That might have happened. I don't know. I just wish that I could fit more Hoya on the shelf because they're all growing. They have new growth. Look at this one.
Yes. Wow, that's a lot of leaves.
Boom, boom, boom.
And over here.
Ooh.
See? They finally got that light.
Wait, what is
a
that
bitch
one?
Bitch is happy.
That's a...
What is this?
Caudata.
A caudata. And then...
The Velosa. We've got another.
Oh, it's a knob. I'm shocked that doesn't have flat mites.
It's such a gorgeous.
Oh, it did. That's right. You
did you ever send it to me, Nicole?
No, it's still in my basement.
That's okay. You're fine.
I will send it. I promise.
I'll get it in July.
Yeah, probably.
That's fine.
Speaking of, I was on like a wild goose chase to find a freaking box that could fit the ZZ that I was going to send Nicole.
I saw that story.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Well, I haven't shipped a plant in so long, like I kind of forgot. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I always have boxes around my house, but I just didn't have one that would be long enough. And USPS did not have the triangle boxes. I wonder if they're phasing them out.
Oh, really? Did you ask somebody? Because I always have to ask. They keep them in the back at my post office.
I did ask, and they didn't have them.
Well, go online and see if you can order them to your house.
True.
But don't spend a lot of money. Or if you do, let me know how much it costs.
I think isn't it just free to get boxes?
Yeah, the boxes are free from the post office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just drop them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I found a wish list plant. I've been thinking a lot about getting some like funky new anthurium.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like a lot of anthurium do look similar, but this isn't an exact plant, but I would really like to get like some more dark leaf anthuriums.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I have the Bassier Luxuriants, which is kind of my inspo for this because I'm just like really obsessed with how beautiful those dark leaves are. So I need to do some research about which ones are like that. Maybe other Bessier crosses or just the Bessier in general is I'm researching. I'm in the research phase. I don't have any specifics because there's so many hybrids of Anthurium. It's insane.
Yeah.
I feel like it's similar to Hoya. Like there's just so many hybrids out there and it's like, I don't even know where to get them.
Yeah. Do you follow Gay Planto, H-E-A-U-X?
I think so.
And Anthurium Arthur?
I don't follow Gay Planto.
He posts a lot of Anthuriums, and so does Anthurium Arthur, but I don't know if they sell. I think they do on their stories sometimes.
There's some Anthuriums that are like jet black. Like the leaves are literally black.
That's what I'm after. Okay, see, the pinned post on Gay Planto, he has, and I don't even know how to pronounce this word, Carla Blackier, GPH-001. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, Carla Blackier. I've never even heard of this plant, but it like has the shape of like a crystallinum, but it is like jet black. That's what I'm after, something like that.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
And like my question is like, you kind of just have to know someone, don't you think?
Yeah,
think
so. It feels like, it feels like a little Etsy? Club. Like the Anthurium people are like in the little click, you know?
Yeah, maybe try Facebook groups, like an Anthurium group, if those exist. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Okay, but one way to find sellers, I guess if I was to like organically go out and try to find it, would just be like if someone has tagged someone in the photo of the plant, search that. I would look on Etsy. I would look on Equigenera.
Yeah.
But I feel like just with a lot of Anthurium hybrids like that, you just have to know someone, which is like fun, but also kind of frustrating. But that's like the fun of having a wish list is like the discovery.
Yeah. My wish list plants, a couple of them are old. And but my top wish list plant that I really want is a real olive tree. Like I want an actual olive tree. I cannot get over that bird and how it is literally flying into the window, back to the post. It's going crazy. Sorry, guys. You have to see it to believe it.
Wait, you guys, does it only have one leg? No, it has two. Okay.
Rockin' Robin. Tweet. Tweedly.
I want an olive tree for the kitchen. I think it would look so pretty. And my mom likes... I have a fake one in the basement, but my mom likes it too. And I think it would be so pretty.
Yeah.
So that's the top of my wish list, which is a little boring, but they're beautiful.
I don't think that's boring. I've heard they're kind of difficult.
Yeah, I did too. So I'm up for the fucking challenge.
Oh.
Are you? I'm up for the fucking challenge.
I'm up for the challenge. Okay.
I'm up for it.
Where would one get one of those? I guess you just...
We have them
nurseries.
They have them at, I think that they have some at the Garden Center over by Plant Shop Chicago. Well, at least they had them the past few years I visited. That's another one of mine. I want to try an Audrey again.
Ooh, I keep had one. Seeing Audreys and Tanekis everywhere. And I was like, ugh, do I want a ficus again? Shivariana? I'm like, do
Yeah.
The Shivariana is a swoon.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Ooh.
I had an Audrey a few years ago. Jay bought me one for my birthday and it didn't last more than like 5-6 months before it croaked. I think I overwatered it. They're a little tricky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm up for the challenge.
Do you guys remember when ficus were like truly all the rage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Everyone loved a ficus.
Are you guys ready to type this in?
Oh.
Yeah, I have to Google all of Adam's wishlist plants.
Well, that's why I put Hoya, Hoya.
I've been researching yours too. Okay, it's Hoya chloroleuca, C-H-L-O-R-O-L-E-U-C-A. Now the flowers of this Hoya. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Oh, the flowers are weird.
The corona is green.
Yeah.
It's like this stark white corolla, the star, like the outside petals. And then the inside is this bright green corona, which is like that little star on the inside. And I don't know of any Hoya flowers that are green. I mean, I want this one so bad just because I have to see these flowers.
I like the foliage too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that neat?
I wonder what it smells like.
I know.
It says super rare.
Very cool.
Wow. It's kind of like leafy.
Yeah.
By that, I mean the leaves seem kind of thin, like not, they don't seem waxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the flowers. Oh, no,
actually, I think maybe I take that back.
The flowers are not like the perfect star either. They're kind of wonkier. They're like longer and more separated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like the same kind of corolla vibe as like an australis flower, where it's almost like a claw. Like it's kind of like, there's a word for it and I can't think of it right now, but yeah.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah, so I want that one so bad.
That's cool.
I could currently buy it for, what is this? $1,520.
Or no, or don't do that.
I see one. I literally have a store open right now where you can buy it right now for 150.
115, I can buy it in euros. So I don't know what that is. Translate. That's close to like being the same as American.
Look at this Hoya.
Oh, what is that? Desuple?
Or is it papau?
It's
Purita.
That's weird. And look at this one. That's weird.
Yes.
Mm. That makes me uncomfortable. I don't like that starfish looking one.
Yeah, that one is, that's like the Hoya imperialis bloom. They're so large and they just look like they are gonna, they would jump off and attach to your face. You would become
a Hoya.
Something else.
Head.
There is a Hoya that has like a huge flower. What is that one? Like the whole cluster is like very big, not the individual flowers.
Campanulata.
Let's see.
Which I think in Spanish, companion something means napkin.
Oh, those are cute.
Those are so cute. They're circular.
Then they look like a bunch of bells.
They do.
Is that the one you were talking about?
No, but that one's really cool.
Yeah, I love that one. I don't have that one, but I would love to see that bloom because it's like such a big cluster of flowers.
That is so pretty. I want one of those now. Mm. Going on the list.
Going on the list.
Becca, what about you? What's another one?
I was just looking through the Equigenera website. As I said, I would probably go there for a lot of these plants. The Anthurium eminens, E-M-I-N-E-N-S, is really very unique looking. Look at that. Like, that's so cool. It's kind of weird and freaky.
Can you spell that again? Anthurium E-M.
E-M-I-N-E-N-S. It's very much giving thematophyllum.
Oh, it's the lance leaves for you. That's what it is.
It's the lance leaves.
Arms are heavy. There's vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready.
Calm and ready.
See, now, why couldn't they have just called it M&M? You know, it would have been so much easier.
Yeah, 100%.
That one is very
cool. It's so cool. Okay, I just found like a flat lay of the plant, like a dried version. And it has the flower. The flower is really, really long. Oh, that's cool. Oh, have you seen the Anthurium with like the curly flowers? Those are cool.
No. See,
this one gives me a little bit of an ick. Like, I think it is gorgeous, but do you not think about like a spider when you see that?
I do. I think that's why I like it, because I like spiders.
Like a big Australian spider?
Not a big one.
Oh, okay.
Not a big one.
Just a little spider.
I like just a little cutie spider. When I was leaving the nursery in St. Louis that I saw in recently, there was a big jumping spider with like black. It was black and there was like blue. It was really pretty. Ooh. And it was huge. And like, I walked up to my car and I was just talking to it. And it literally, like, they're so cool. They like turn to you, look at you, like move their little arms. Like, they're so smart. It's so cool. Nicole looks like she's trying not to throw up. It was just the coolest moment ever. And I was just like, hey, buddy.
I cannot get down with that.
Do you know Aragog?
Oh, yeah. I just love them. Okay, so that, but like I look at pictures of it, like in nature and stuff, it doesn't strike me as cool.
You're right. I was just looking at that too.
It's giving like the wild ginger plants, like in Like, Adam, do you remember when we went to the biosphere and there was all those ginger, that was like the curly?
Yeah.
That's what it's giving. Uh-oh, my headphones just told me they're low.
I think they probably should last for the rest of the episode. I think we're, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap it up.
I haven't seen the photo of this in the wild, though, so that's what I'm searching for now, because I just searched on Instagram. It is very cool plant. You know, there's also like Schefflera's that look like this, like whole tree Schefflera's. Ooh, it's kind of creepy in the in situ. Like, it's kind of...
It is.
It's giving me more of an ick.
I know. Maybe I made a mistake. Okay.
You don't have it yet, so it's okay.
Don't buy it. I don't know.
I just sent a picture in our group text about the one that I found for that said it was Anthurium eminens, but I have doubts because that looks like something.
See, that looks cool to me.
Oh, that looks a little creepy to me.
Oh yeah, I feel like one of those is gonna latch onto my face and be a body snatcher
and suck the life out of you.
Be a body snatcher.
Okay, but this one is cute. There's one. Here, let me send this picture. This one's cute, and this is what mine would look like.
That's cute. And you know what's not cute is my face in that picture.
Oh,
I like that.
That is very cute. On the pole, it's on a little... Yeah.
That's a cool pot, too.
It's giving Schefflera vibes, though, just even how it's growing. Look at the petiole attached to the stem. Like, that feels very Schefflera.
Is it the same family? No, because it's an anthurium.
Okay, mistakes were made.
No, I like it. I think you should do it. I think it looks cool too. In the plant room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
It's unique.
It's pretty cheap at Equihenera right now. Okay, I also want a variegated Freydeck, Alocasia Freydeck.
Really?
I had a Freydeck like 3 years ago. I took the corms, right? That's what they're called. Put them in a little paper bag and put them in my drawer. Forgot about them. Recently just potted them up and they're coming back. I have a
shut up
Adora. My Freydeck is growing 3 years probably since before we moved in here.
I'm shook.
Shut up. And this is, you haven't posted anything about this on your Instagram.
I have not posted anything about it because I put them in these little pots and I've been keeping them very moist in my
not a good enough reason to use that word.
We're gonna use it.
Moist.
And nothing's been happening. I have an Adora. Adora. It might not be that. Anyway, I have a different alocasia that came up, and it's like a full leaf growing another leaf. I'm gonna repot it and put it outside. But my Freydeck, I was like, okay, I have a Freydeck and I have a Black Velvet. I was like, neither one of these are going to come back, of course, because those are the cool ones. And the Freydeck is starting to sprout. The Black Velvet, no. But I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe that these are still like viable corms after all these years. So,
I didn't realize you could store them.
I didn't either. Yeah. Also, the corms thing confuses me. So basically, these plants grow corms because they're kind of like tubers. And then those corms will sprout and be more plants, like if it was in the wild, but in your homes, when you repot, you can pull those off and then they'll just become another plant.
Yes. Isn't that weird? And I've never done this before.
Because people sell corms of like anthurium and stuff. Or maybe it's not anthurium, it's alocasia. Sorry.
Alocasia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my Freydeck's now, I don't have a leaf yet. It's just a little nubbin, but it's coming up. So that got me thinking. Ooh, if I can like grow this, that would be cool. And then I want a variegated one because the variegated ones are so pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. But also it's kind of cool that alocasia do that because it's like, okay, maybe I could put it outside for the summer and enjoy it all summer. And then at the end of the year, I just take the corms and I could start fresh next year. It's like a perennial.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could definitely do that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about that with my Hoya. The idea of cutting them all down to be very small again, to find that joy of watching them grow big again. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep I've going through that cycle. Because I'm just like, but then it does feel wasteful. Like, what do you do with that whole plant like that you cut apart? And I don't want to mentally go through like...
Selling it?
I don't know.
Selling it and yeah.
But that was like, those are the moments like Becca, the excitement you feel about your Hoya in their new growth. Like that's, and we still get that with our plants, but like it's not the same. I don't know. To watch like something small get big. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so special. I love it.
Me too. That joy has not faded. I love plants. Do you have any more, Adam?
I don't really. I mean, I have the inner variegated Crassiopedilata. I want that one. I would love this new Hoya Gnongoding ghost. So the Gnongoding has been around for a while. I've had that one for a while, but the ghost is like full silver.
Gnongoding.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. I said it.
My headphones died.
Oh, that is beautiful, though. Wow. It's pink.
Yeah, I think when it grows in the new growth, it gets a little like, it'll get the a little sunburned.
Yeah.
Sun-stressed.
Okay, the mature leaves are beautiful. It's the veiny ones, you know, like they're so cool. While Becca's getting some headphones, I also want a booby cactus again because mine died. It kicked the bucket a while ago and I haven't gotten another one. So that's on my cactus to-do list. Get a booby cactus. And I've seen a couple at plant shops, but just haven't pulled the trigger yet.
I still have mine, but I had to cut it down. And so it's like just bare. It's just I restarted it.
Yeah.
Because it got a little wonky. As it got older, they started to sag. And I'm like, well.
Well, that happens to the best of us. What about you, Becca? Any other ones?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Isn't it crazy how long our wish list used to be when we first started collecting plants? Like, I had at least 20 plants on a list at all times, like any given moment. Yeah. And I was constantly searching the web for these plants. And Same. Now it's just like,
I had to circling. Stop.
Yeah, me too.
It was not healthy.
And now it's kind of like, now I'm circling back to plants that I once had that I like want again more so, you know?
All right, friends. Well, we are excited to add plants to our wish list. So let us know what your wish list plants are, and we will chat about them in a roundup episode soon. I'm going to put a question box on our Instagram stories. And also, if you want to leave a comment on our post today, we would love to hear about your wish list plants and your thoughts on wish list plants, all of these things. You know where to find us, Potted Together on Instagram, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.